Enter.
To release your audit, sir.
Be quick about this. The shareholders' meeting is in 4 days.
Yes, Mr. Madsen.
Oh, and Nicholas?
Sir?
I will not tolerate any loose ends.
I understand, sir.
Recording.
I don't know if I'm losing my sanity or not, but I've decided to make this recording to get things straight in my head, to get to the source of my paranoia. It may sound crazy, but I think my wife Aria has disappeared. The last time I saw her was 2 days ago. She came home late that evening. I barely got a chance to talk to her. She stayed only a few minutes. She said something about getting even, and mentioned her father, Dr. Richard Thompson. He worked for Plycor Chemical R&D for 9 years until his death 1 month ago. The police called it a freak accident, but Aria wasn't convinced. She claimed her father was making objections, ethical objections, against Plycor Chemical, and suspected foul play in the investigation. Just before she left that night, she kissed me and thrust something into my hand. A ring. Platinum shell, silicon core, with a DES logo engraved neatly on the inside with a model number. I guess it was her father's. Now it's mine. And I feel like it's gonna bring me about as much good luck as it brought him. Oh, shit.
I want 2 teams of 2 each. Spread out and find him.
Yes, sir.
Come with me. I'm checking upstairs.
End recording. Recording.
I think I finally escaped those guys who broke into my flat. I'm still bleeding pretty badly, though, and I don't like the looks of my surroundings. I jumped through the glass window in my study to escape. Fortunately, my fall was broken by my neighbor's trash pile. I'm always complaining about the smell. I've got no idea who these guys are, but they were definitely after me. They weren't thieves or hoods. These guys were pros. Hired muscle. God, Aria, what the hell have you gotten me into? Anyway, I've got to find out what's going on. I don't think I can go home, and I still don't know where Aria is. My only clue to go on is this ring my wife gave me. Right now I'm too tired to move, but tomorrow I'll go uptown to Domeville. They, if anyone, can help me.
End recording. Recording.
Domeville, home of technophile refugees. Kids who could be designing systems for GlobeSat or other GIN providers, if they'd conform to a 9-to-5 schedule, or got off the crack. Lack of corporate limitations do, however, allow them to come up with prolific systems of their own, albeit them somewhat ghetto. Anyway, after tracking down a couple of gearheads uptown, I finally learned the location of their hideout. Doesn't look like much. Wish me luck.
End recording. Recording.
Look, I already told you guys. I don't know where my wife got the ring. Maybe she got it from her father, but she left before I could ask her anything.
Yo, this shit is dope. I mean, check out the silicon interweave on this thing. It's cutting edge.
Baby's a top-of-the-line manufacturer, all right? Class 1 only.
Class 1?
Look, man, we'd love to help. But if you're caught up in some covert military shit, Domeville ain't touching it.
Wait a minute, covert military? What do you... Listen, my father-in-law used to work for Plycor Chemical. Now he's dead. My wife has been investigating to what she thinks was his murder, and now she's gone. Now I'm being hunted, and all I have to go on is this ring. Now could someone please tell me what the hell you're talking about?
Alright, look. Your ring is called a genie. It's a portable, silicon-based encryption key. You'd use it to unlock sensitive information, stuff you don't want other people to read. But you see, this thing, it's cutting edge. These rings are made mostly for military use, so for you to have one means that someone has some very important shit they don't want nobody looking at. If your wife gave you this, then she's onto something big.
So what do I do now?
Man, if you're being hunted, I say get the fuck out of here. But if you want to know what the ring's for, just use a data cube and enter the serial code. Should tell you everything. Alright, guy?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Feel low tech.
End recording. recording.
Hi, and welcome to Burger King. Can I take your order?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to use your data cube.
Go right ahead, sir. It's in the back.
Thanks.
Good evening, Mr. Pike. Reference code, please.
107-3000-236-DES.
Accessing. One moment, please. Flycor, research and development. Is this correct?
Yeah. Computer, please call up the last access of Dr. Thompson, Richard R.
Accessing. Warning. Sensitive information. Proceed with decryption?
Yes.
Affirmative. Data decryption in progress. Processing. Processing. Data decryption complete. Mr. Pike, please specify output.
Hard copy.
Affirmative. Printing in progress. Warning. This terminal is being locked down by city police injunction. Mr. Pike, please remain where you are until you can be serviced by a law enforcement officer.
Fuck that.
End recording. Recording.
I can't seem to make any sense of this data. It's a file from Dr. Thompson, all right, but it's just a description of an enzyme called DPLY1. DPLY1 removes toxic agent Plydac-12 from fusion cores with a 98% greater efficiency than all current methods of purification. I just don't see how this has anything to do with my wife's disappearance or her father's death.
The Plydac disaster in Kuala Lumpur continues to escalate as 200 more people were reported dead this evening. 50,000 gallons of the toxic cleanser Plydac-12 still sits stagnant in the heart of downtown Kuala Lumpur, where city officials are at a loss trying to pinpoint the cause of the spill. Flycor Chemical, the company responsible for the current cleanup operation, warns that they cannot clean the spill fast enough to keep the current death toll from rising. CEO Michael Madsen had these words to say.
The irresponsible use of a toxic agent such as Plydac-12 cannot continue to occur without consequences. Our company has offered many times to take control of cities such as Kuala Lumpur to manage their fuel and chemical needs. Perhaps this shall serve as a testament to the failures of a corrupt government and negligent management.
In similar news, Plycor Chemical today made a $2.4 trillion bid to buy out the city of Kuala Lumpur, thus taking control of all city management functions. Experts are calling it the largest corporate takeover bid in history.
Jesus Christ, that's it. DPLY1, Plycor Chemical, the ring, it all makes sense. Not again.
End recording. Recording.
It is clear to me now what I have to do. I know I can't trust the police, and I sure as hell can't trust Plycor. Bastards. They're killing innocent people when they have the means right at their fingertips to end the massacre. Plycor Chemical is going to withhold DPLY-1 until they can get full control of Kuala Lumpur. Thousands of people may be killed, and nothing is going to stop it. No one is supposed to know about this enzyme. That's why Dr. Thompson was killed. And that's why Arya is missing. God, Arya. She can't be. No. God damn this ring! They'll stop at nothing to keep this story from leaking to the public. Well, it's gonna fucking leak, because there's no way they're gonna stop me when I bring the story to GSN. They're gonna pay.
Look what we got here.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
What the fuck you doing here, man?
Look, guys, I didn't mean to...
Yo, shut the fuck up!
You're on JW turf now, you know that, man?
Guys, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'm leaving right
fucking
now.
Fucking right you're leaving.
Nice ring you got there.
It'd be real nice to have one of them. I think it'd look good on me. What do you
think,
boys?
I want one of them. I'm not giving you my ring.
Man, what did you say?
You want to die, man?
Man's got a serious fucking death wish, right, guys?
Yeah. Look, guys, you don't understand. I'm on a mission.
Man, get him!
Oh, oh my mission!
End recording. Recording.
Oh, what'd I just do?
I think you turned it on, Doctor.
Well, I'll be damned. I've never seen a pen like this before. And you say this is the only personal item we found on the victim?
That's right, Doctor. No identification of any kind. Wallet, jewelry, nothing. Victim was suffering a severe hemorrhaging from loss of left ring finger. We were able to stop the bleeding, but the victim is still unconscious.
Well, according to his charts, it doesn't look like John Doe will be coming around anytime soon. Maybe never. I think we've got another vegetable here.
Poor guy. I hope we find his family.
I hope so, too.
Dr. Steve, please report to ER. Dr. Steve, to ER.
Damn. I bet it's another one of those Plydac cases. Come on, nurse.
Yes, doctor.
Recording.